This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
I might kick off tonight. Israel caught my eye this week because it's starting to move into Pride season around the world. Jerusalem Pride is coming up. And there's a bit of a stoush going on because the police in Jerusalem are wanting all Pride marches to show ID in order to be able to access the march. And what they're saying is, well, actually, there have been a number of attacks on the Pride Parade in the past, so they're saying, well, the security is important, therefore we want to see your IDs. And, of course, the Pride organisers are saying, well, actually, that's not what the event is about. You then throw in this other grenade, which, so remember, this is the country that has just hosted the gayest song contest in the world, Eurovision, where the chief rabbi of Jerusalem is demanding a ban on what he calls the ugly rainbow flags that are going up around the city in support of the Pride March. So there's all of a sudden, Jerusalem's just gone, you know, quite mad around their pride.
So ID and no rainbow flags.
Yeah, but the ID is being fought. So the pride organisers are really not happy about that. I think that the chief rabbi is a bit of a serial, attacker. He's previously called said that the march is a disgrace, and he's sent a formal letter to the mayor, which all just got leaked to the media, funnily enough. So I think we'll be I guess Israel is one of those places where there is, you know, Tel Aviv is like a gay beacon in the area.
Well, when we used to go on the, probably in the days of Peter Thatcher, we used to go on the London March, we would shout, we're here, we're queer, and we're not going shopping. what are we marching for? I mean, that's my question. If you're not marching for something, what's the point in Pride? But we might pick that up in a couple of weeks' time, that particular thing.
We'll keep an eye on Israel.
I had a story from Japan, which was, I suppose we get excited now that we've seen marriage equality in Taiwan, and is that going to happen in other Asian countries? There are a couple of left-wing parties which are putting up a bill. They put up a bill on the 3rd of June. I think the positive side to that is that you've got the Olympics coming up. When there is a moment like that and people are watching, there is a possibility of change. The negative side, I think, to what might be a barrier to this happening appears to be a clause in the Constitution, Article 24 of the Japanese Constitution, which says that marriage shall be based only on mutual consent of both sexes. And it needs to be based upon equal rights of a husband and a wife. So it so sounds like they have to change the Constitution. I don't know how you change the Constitution in Japan.
In Japan, no. I think it's interesting the power of the Olympics, though, to drive these sorts of changes. Because if Taiwan has got there first and Japan doesn't want to be seen, I mean, Japan is a fairly, I don't want to say a westernised country, but they've got lots of, they're very progressive in many ways. So I dare say they don't want to be left behind on this, and the Olympics might be a good catalyst. Why not?
Yeah, a point of advocacy, absolutely, yes.
What have you found, Stefan?
I found that, well, going back on the Pride Month, I follow a few social media accounts, and Sussex Royal,
which is Prince Harry
and Meghan Markle. Well, it's totally because I used to live in Sussex and I feel a sense of connection.
You are just a royal watcher. Sure. I'd watch Prince Harry.
So they've been rotating causes on their social media accounts, and this month they chose to celebrate Pride Month. So it's really, they're being praised now for for their pro-LGBT messages. And they, on their Twitter account, they just wrote, "This month we pay tribute to the accounts supporting the LGBTQ plus community, those young and old, their families and friends account that reflects on the past and how hopeful for deservedly more inclusive futures."
The really nice thing I like in this is the photo that they posted is like a collage of different LGBT activist fights and things like that, and one of them is Princess Di.
And do know that there is a history of having done some good things for the LGBTQ community, and I know you look very
lifelong or committed Republican, and I think I'm very skeptical about.
I'm not sure.
What are they fighting for? They're fighting for.
They're not fighting for anything.
Exactly. So what's the point of getting involved in Pride?
Well, it's actually raising the profile. It's actually making it a little bit more open. More widely accepted. And I think the US-based Matthew Shepard Foundation, which we all know was set up in memory of a teen murdered for being gay, said thank you so much for all your support in raising awareness. I think it's awareness raising.
Well, there are a number of people who have come out against this and posted behind the
which I wasn't going to mention.
On social media.
I'm with them. Who posted against it?
Well, no, they're saying like read the Bible. I'm sad to see this. So much for tradition. And all those sorts of things. So there are anti-LGBT people, but I think it's a change. It's a statement.
Absolutely.
It's put it out there.
Yeah. I don't think it's something that you would have seen on the Queen's account.
Put them on a float.
Okay.
Well, I think we won't go that far for now, but it's a good step towards that.
A little bit of queer sport I thought we'd just touch on too, because we had the show on Caster Semenya a few weeks back, and a ruling came out just today from the Swiss courts saying that it's only a temporary ruling, but Caster Semenya can compete in races of all distances without taking the testosterone-reducing medication. Currently in place until June 25, there's an appeal of the International Association of Athletics Federation previous ruling. This is going to go on for a while. I can sense it, can't you?
She's at the last court now, though. She's at the Supreme Court in, is it in Luxembourg? And so this is the last court that can really make a decision, and it can only be on technical grounds. But it's still a shocking decision.
And
it's
one
so
of the
annoying.
People that's come out in support of Caster in this is India's fastest woman, who came out just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Ellen DeGeneres liked that one. And the other sport-related news that I saw came up in my feed today was Matthew Mitchum. Has been proposed to, and to his partner Luke. They've been together 7 years, and he said yes. There is a cute photo.
I think Ian is very disappointed with this.
I am. I interviewed him last year, and he's lovely. He's lovely, and he's a great ambassador. He's done a lot of super work, especially around depression and anxiety, and good on him. I hope they're very, very happy.
And he came out as gay before he won the medal, so, you know.
He did.
His book is really a good read. Mm-hmm.
So we're sending hugs and kisses to Matthew Mitchum. I do just want to mention somebody else we're sending hugs and kisses to, Edward from Seddon. You have just become a Joy member. You're fabulous. Welcome to the Joy family. We love you being a part of it. You're on Worldwide Wave.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.